listening to Fox Sports Radio.
And it is the game of the night on a Friday night between the Bucks and the Lakers. This is straight out of Vegas here, Fox Sports Radio. Is it the passing of the torch? LeBron James considered to be the best player in the league for a long, long time. Giannis Antetokounmpo is the next guy in line that people assume, if he's not already the best player in the league, he's going to be one of the guys that'll take over the mantle when LeBron steps aside or starts to deteriorate. Those conversations have already been had. So, Steve Fezzik, you are the NBA expert. Who right now is the best player in the NBA, and where are LeBron and Giannis on that list?
It is still the king. LeBron is still my number one player. I have Giannis right behind him at number two. And let's face it, LeBron still moves the needle like no other player. He's worth 6 points to the Lakers. When he suddenly unexpectedly plays when he's not supposed to, the line will move 6 points. We saw that in a Clipper game that happened not very long ago. And further, not only does the line move tremendously on Laker games, but when LeBron doesn't play, the Lakers, they don't win. And they, more importantly, in Vegas, they don't cover. They are 6-12 against the spread without him, despite this huge line adjustment.
And where do you have Giannis right now on your list of best players?
Giannis is 2. James Harden 3, and then I have Durant and Curry rounding out my top 5.
Brad, does your list look similar to that if you were to just stack up, if you were to make a list right now, best players in the league, is LeBron still the guy?
He is the guy. And how good was LeBron? I mean, we're acting like, I mean, he's, you know, I've heard that what takes Doug Gottlieb today said he's not even in the top 10.
Yeah, take
anymore.
Him out. There you go, Brad. Take him out. Good. Right.
Last time I checked, this is LeBron's stat line for the season. 27 points per game, 8 assists per game, 9 rebounds per game.
And last time,
I mean, that's not top 10. Are you kidding me?
Last time I checked, and LeBron isn't stat mining like other players. Cleveland Cavaliers always going to the NBA Finals with LeBron. Now going to be one of the 3 worst teams in the NBA without him. And we've seen this with teams before when LeBron leaves them.
I also think that to Doug's point, like, you have to factor in what, like, as of right now, what is this season? And in this season, he was injured. He was banged up. He doesn't look like the same player he was before. By no way, shape, or form is he over the hill, past his prime, Kobe towards the end, anything like that. It just, he has taken a step back, whether that's injury or whatnot. We'll wait to see as the season finishes up. But he's been hearing about Giannis, next big thing, going to take over the mantle. He's the guy now. He's the MVP. If there were ever a game, Fez, that LeBron was going to get up for, that he was going to be focused on proving doubters wrong, this has got to be it, right? On a Friday night at home against the best team in the NBA.
I agree, but the problem is that when they were playing New Orleans and they were looking at a must-win situation, if ever there was a game LeBron had to get up for and they needed, like, blood, it was that one, except for the game at Memphis. The same applied, because every game is so critical now for the Lakers and their playoff rush. You wonder, at some point, is it going to be enough gas in the tank for LeBron?
Now, the other side of this, and this is obviously straight out of Vegas, so we want to get to the gambling aspect of it as well, too, because it's about value. You know, who's the most valuable Vegas style? That means who is worth the most to a betting line. So as of right now, we know LeBron is the best player on your ranking, Steve Fezzik, but who's the most valuable to a betting line in the NBA right now?
Yeah, so I do have number 1, LeBron. Number 2, Giannis is worth about 5 points. James Harden, number 3, at 4.5 points. And then Steph Curry, I actually have being worth more to Golden State. He's worth 4.5 points. And Durant, even though you could make the case Durant is better than Curry as an overall player, Curry is more important to Golden State. Durant is only worth about just under 4 points for Golden State.
And so it's just as easy as that, Brad. If LeBron's out of a game, you just deduct 6 points off the line. That's how you guys work this?
I mean, it sounds, you know, easy the way you just said it. But, yeah, that's how it is. But you don't see an immediate 6 points. Sometimes there's some trickling going on. That's what we saw in the last time. LeBron wasn't supposed to play this L.A. Clipper game. He's just returning from injury. And the Clippers open a 6-point favorite. And we see the money drop, 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 drop. And then all of a sudden, the Lakers close as a favorite. So sometimes you see it in one full swoop, but oftentimes it's a trickle-down effect if his status is questionable.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we are going to tell you about what could potentially turn out to be one of the biggest busts in recent NFL history. That coming up here momentarily. But obviously, we give you the weather from the Strip every single day with RJ out. We go to our special weather correspondent, Bradley Powers, for the latest. Bradley?
Yeah, each and every day, we love bringing the fun of Vegas to you. And right now on the Strip, the temperature is 74 degrees and the neon is pulsing. Back to you, Jonas Knox.
That is hot. That is well done by Bradley Powers. All right, so guys, let's get into this because Kyler Murray is the talk of the NFL Combine. It came out earlier that he is not going to work out at the Combine. He went there. He did his measurements, a little over 5'10", 207 pounds, right about where Russell Wilson was at his Combine. So that asks the question from a Vegas standpoint, what do the odds say about potential landing spots for Kyler Murray in the upcoming draft, Brad?
So there was a draft prop that was available for Kyler Murray, and it was over under his draft position. Number was 9.5. So basically it meant either Kyler Murray is going to be drafted in the first 9 selections of the draft, or he's going to be selected 10 or later. All the money has come in on Kyler Murray being drafted in the first 9 picks of the draft. It's up to minus 300, meaning you have to bet $300 to win 100. So it was a good combine performance as far as measurables go for Kyler Murray.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody expected him to be that tall.
No.
And the fact that he weighed about 190 pounds when he was playing in college, so he put on close to 20 pounds. And I think he was probably about an inch or a 3/4 inch taller than what people expected. Did you see any movement in the line right after he was measured in at a little over 5'10"?
Yeah, so right after he gets measured at 5'10", believe it or not, Jonas, you can actually bet on his height. And the favorite was that he would be under 5'10". In fact, the fact that he went over 5'10", that cashed 2-1. So if you want to talk about being a degenerate, you could have actually bet on his height. Over under 5'10", the over tickets cash, and I don't think too many people bet that, to be honest with you.
Now, obviously, the measurements were a little bit of an issue for some people. That was the big concern. He's too small. We've seen him in college. How's he going to shake out when it comes to height and weight and all that? So that checks out okay, better than what we all expected. But Brad, your biggest concern has got nothing to do with the measurements.
Yeah, and I don't hear anyone talking about this. Obviously, the size has got to be a concern. But to me, it's not the biggest concern. It's the lack of experience that Kyler Murray had in college. Little over a year starting experience. You go back to Kyler Murray's days at Texas A&M. If you just look, and I did a little bit of study here, the most successful quarterbacks in the NFL the last 2 decades, if you need a precursor to maybe some success in the NFL, let's look at their college experience. Brady, Manning, Breeze, Rodgers, Roethlisberger, right down the list. These guys, on average, had at least 3 years of starting experience. I get it. Tom Brady only started 2. But every single one of the top 10 quarterbacks this century, since 2000, had at least 2 years of college starting experience. And on average, 3. Let's look at Kyler Murray, a little over a year. That's my concern. We've only seen him a little bit over a year in a very offensive-friendly system, Jonas.
And some people may look at that and go, yeah, but he's going to get time as an NFL quarterback and he'll get to sit behind somebody. Man, you draft somebody high enough, they're playing earlier than they are later. That's the reality of the situation. People can look at the success maybe Lamar Jackson had this year, raw talent, all that. But look, Baltimore was fortunate to get to where they got. They were basically mailing in the season. There were reports John Harbaugh's job was in jeopardy. That's why they turned it over to Lamar Jackson so that he could come in and sort of learn the system. And they got hot. Pittsburgh got cold. And I think it changed how we looked at that situation. So if you're Kyler Murray, he's going to be expected to play earlier than he is later. And so that's, I think, to your point where the experience becomes an issue.
Yeah, and pregame research and stats here, Mackey came up with a good one here. Keep in mind, Kyler Murray played behind the best offensive line in college football in Oklahoma, so that's kind of another hidden factor. And you're right. If you're drafting Kyler Murray in the first 9 picks, which he is favored to do so, he's not going to be sitting out a year or two and learning a playbook. The expectation is he's going to play. Not everyone can be Pat Mahomes. That's been the exception, not the rule, Fez.
Yeah, and look at what happened to Rosen and his confidence playing behind that Arizona O-line where they weren't able to run the ball, and he was basically worried about getting destroyed on each dropback. I think it impacted Rosen, and I think it certainly is going to impact Murray.
And also, there's, I think it's sort of an unfair spot for Kyler Murray to be in because people are comparing him to Russell Wilson because of the measurements. Well, you know, right around where Russell Wilson was, I even did it as we introduced the subject here on Straight Outta Vegas on Fox Sports Radio. But I think Russell Wilson is only being looked at just because of the measurements, not the path that he took to get here, which, Brad, I think is a significant difference between him and Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Russell Wilson didn't have the same expectations. What, Russell Wilson was taken in the third-round draft, not in the top 10 of the draft, so expectations are going to be different. And going back to my original thought here, the inexperience for Kyler Murray being a factor, what did Russell Wilson have coming out of college? Oh, yeah, 4 years of starting experience at two different programs, two programs that weren't known as offensive juggernauts. In fact, two pro-style systems that really showed how good Russell Wilson really was, that he exceeded at NC State and Wisconsin. I think he was at least set up to have more success early on than what Kyler Murray will have.
And I also think that people forget Russell Wilson. You can look at just the measurements and say, well, you know, they gave him a shot as a first year in the league, and look at what a performance he put on, and they haven't looked back ever since. All right, you're forgetting like how good Russell Wilson was. Like, he was drafted in the third round, and that was the same offseason that they went out and signed Matt Flynn to a contract. Do you know how good you have to be for an NFL franchise to turn their back on the money they've already spent and take a chance on a third-round pick? He was so overwhelmingly good his first training camp and in the offseason that they had no choice. Teams would love to be able to just play the guy they paid the money for and then let the rookie sit there and kind of watch and learn. But when he's so overwhelmingly better than the starter, you put him in. Look, John Fox and the Bears, you think they didn't know the first game of preseason that Mitch Trubisky was the best quarterback on the roster, but instead they started Mike Glennon. They let him defecate all over himself the first five games of the year before they said, all right, we're going to give the job to Trubisky now. I think people just assume that when you look at Russell Wilson, it's just the measurements, and I totally disagree. He's in another level. You can't just compare Wilson to Kyler Murray and assume because they're the same height, it's going to go the same way. You're comparing Kyler Murray to one of the all-time greats, a future Hall of Famer, and I think it's kind of an unfair comparison.
And let's also just not compare on the field. I think off the field, man, I mean, right. Russell Wilson, as far as being a community leader, kind of those leadership intangibles, I still think there's some question marks around that in Kyler Murray. He hasn't necessarily aced the media so far. The Dan Patrick interview, he had a couple of fumbling questions today in the media session. So I don't think he has off the field the same type of characteristics that Russell Wilson has.
He's been terrible. It's like seeing a bad comic.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Outta Vegas, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up 10 minutes from now here on FSR, it is The Odd Couple with Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. Make sure you stick around for that. Quickly, you guys, I just want to ask you, Fez, you are the NFL expert, so I'll throw it at you. Is there any place in Vegas that I can bet on whether or not Antonio Brown was under the influence when he decided to bleach his mustache? Anybody got odds on that?
No one does, but I wish that they did.
Yeah, because Jesus, what the hell is that look? All right, it's like he went partway through his Hulk Hogan costume and just decided, nah, I don't want to do this anymore. All right, man, well, you're already a mustache in just to finish off the costume. All right, guys, so let's get into it. We have a doubleheader on ESPN in the NBA coming up. 8 Eastern time is the tip-off. We've got the Trailblazers at the Raptors. Steve Fezzik, Toronto is a 4.5-point favorite.
I like Toronto. I bet Toronto -4.5. Two key factors driving that bet. Portland has heavy travel fatigue. I know Portland's been playing great, but this is their fifth road game in 9 days, and Portland is coming off an upset win Wednesday night at Boston. I can see Portland relaxing this game after that great effort in Boston. And Portland is a much worse team on the road. My second factor, Portland, in fact, has been outscored on the road on average by 4 points per game. So think about this. If you lose on average by 4 points against an average team, what's going to happen when you have to play at Toronto? I like Toronto -4.5.
Now we open up the show talking about the Bucks and the Lakers. It is the game of the night in the NBA, and we have just seen some movement on pregame.com. Milwaukee just went from a 5.5-point favorite to a 6-point favorite at the Lakers.
Yeah, I lean to Milwaukee, just a lean. The Lakers, obviously a team with huge chemistry problems. The young players are not engaged. They were told they were expendable when the team offered to trade all of them for Anthony Davis, and we're seeing that in terms of their performance. The Lakers are underachieving. 3-6 straight up, 3-6 against the spread. The last nine games, the Lakers have been outscored by almost 90 points. Just a lean to Milwaukee. A little concerned that Milwaukee just has to play their third road game in a row, and they had to go overtime in Sacramento Wednesday night.
So no intimidation with LeBron there, seeing all the talk with Giannis, and he's the next best thing. You don't see LeBron putting on the Superman cape and carrying the Lakers a little bit here?
Still waiting for him to get out of the phone booth, frankly.
There he is. All right, guys, we've never done this here on the show. Straight out of Vegas here, Fox Sports Radio, Jonas Knox, Brad Powers, Steve Fezzik. I believe we have not ever done this in the history of Straight Out of Vegas, so it deserves a little bit of special treatment.
And action.
Time to get some Saturday night action in.
For the first time, a best bet from Steve Fezzik, and it involves the AAF. Fez?
Alliance of American Football Madness in March here. Salt Lake +4 is the pick versus Orlando. I like Salt Lake. I bet Salt Lake. It's all about a horrible spot for Orlando. I'm going to make the case this is Orlando's third straight road game. Now, week two, they had to go at San Antonio, a game that hurt my feelings because San Antonio gave up a pick six to lose to these guys. Then week three, what happens? Oh, I can hear the naysayers. Wait a minute. Orlando was home week three. No, they weren't. Yeah, they got to play at home when they played the game, but they spent the majority of their week in Jacksonville, and they had to bus to Georgia and practice in Georgia because workers' comp rules did not allow them to practice in Florida. So they spent all this time in Georgia. They come back to Orlando, and now they have to fly all the way across the country to Utah in altitude. Love Salt Lake +4.
Now, Brad Powers, quickly, you have a bonus best bet. We'll call this the chaser to the shot that Steve DeSager just, Steve Fezzik just took on the air. So, Brad, what is your bonus?
Yeah, bonus. We're going to take in the big college basketball game tomorrow. Tennessee -2.5 hosting Kentucky. Big revenge spot for Tennessee. We're buying the Volunteers low after five straight non-covers. Take Tennessee -2.5 against Kentucky.
We are straight out of Vegas. Fox Sports Radio for Steve Fezzik, Brad Powers, Mackie, Sleepy, Gavin Ramos, Steve DeSager. We appreciate you back on Monday, 6 Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.